Welcome to the Super Show, Super Story Series. My name is Avery Dufresne, and I am 11 years old. The real, number one, Super Show Super Fan. Bobby Karate is a fucking double-crossing big mouth who likes to steal people's locker combination and help themselves to my last eighth of Darth Vader OG Kush, that he knew I was saving to sell to Principal Hanley. He's a rat bastard and his husky mother knows it. You're a cunty walrus and I don't regret taking the brakes off your wheelchair this time either. Your son may know karate, but you, know hoagies, fluffy bitch. Stop telling my dad shit. I am here because I am a lover of great storytelling. I had to tell my dad's old lady, I left my EpiPen at school and they charge 50 bucks a day to store if I don't go right now, alone, to get it back, they will charge it to her account. She panicked and got all nervous and said yes, go now. She's such a fucking ditzy zombie, she doesn't even have an account. All of that just to record this intro. But I love the Super Show and I wouldn't miss it for the world. I was prepared devising her cappuccino again, so I could slip out while she napped. But last time, the paramedics had to heart paddle her back to life. So I only want to use that in worst case situations. This is a companion series to the Super Show, where we take a trip into the wondrous world of fantasy and adventure. Today, we make a stop in the Heights, where we hear a tale of its history and how it was born. Brilliantly narrated by Lord MacAdel Barry Terrycloth III. Let the story begin.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we present to you The Heights. A nice place to visit, but you wouldn't want to live here.
In the mountains of upstate Warfield, there is a parish called Hawley Grove, a rural mining township, home to over 140,000 coal miners and their families, comprised of mostly proper Irish citizens who have traced their bloodlines directly back to Ireland and several splintered groups of black Germans. A community of very pale Germans whose ancestors arrived on a gunship dubbed the Black Barge. A super ship powered by an enormous coal furnace that the prisoners had to keep stoked and were charred and oil-stained when they arrived in port. Flash forward 300 years later and not much has changed for the proper Irish or the black Germans. Still poor, still covered in oily soot and still prisoners. No longer to the British, but to the coal mines that are one of the only legal ways to provide for a family in Warfield. There are nearly 5,000 coal mines in the region and collectively they employ 80% of the population. The other 20% are of the criminal variety. The life of a coal miner is hard, short and brutal, so vices like prostitution, gambling and opium are highly lucrative. Particularly for the black Germans, who have mastered brewing and produce some of the finest lagers in the world. The black Germans are very territorial, violent and have an almost stranglehold on premium beer and liquors. Over the years they began also producing high-quality root beer to conceal their illegal activities. Although alcohol is legal in the Heights, the governing system taxes the raw materials so harshly that it is nearly impossible to compete with state-produced spirits. One of the most notorious bootlegging operations is the Murderous Dead Clown Gang. A band of black German nomads, who find abandoned properties and set up illegal stills and squat on the land until they are removed by force and who are suspected in the deaths of over 200 victims. Living in small communities and traveling in caravans, they are practically impossible to track and are able to vanish after burning the stills and destroying the property, leaving pursuing law enforcement with very few leads. In 1818, after a religious dispute, and tensions being high for years between the proper Irish who viewed themselves as a pedigreed class and above all others and the unbreakable black Germans, a civil war broke out between the two. Eventually the black Germans proved to be the stronger and drove all of the proper Irish from Winkirk Parish. Defeated and penniless, nearly all of the proper Irish were chased out of Merkley and sought refuge in Hawley Grove. A large population of preferred Irish potato farmers set up shop in the nutrient-rich soil found in St. Pauli's Parish. The proper Irish nearly died during the first moon season, but a gamble to plant potatoes paid off. The next year, a bounty of spring crops saved the proper Irish from certain death. After surviving the first moon season, the proper Irish began to flourish, developing trade, commerce, and strong communities. Even though the Irish and the Germans were all equally poor, rural coal miners, the proper Irish viewed the black Germans as inferior to them, resulting in the proper Irish harboring a deep hatred for the black Germans, especially after losing so many Irish lives at the hands of the black Germans during the War of Wards. Feuds, conflicts, and a steady stream of deaths have separated the two communities ever since. Even in times of peace between the two factions, it is still a powder keg waiting to explode. In the last 20 years, proper Irish crime lord, Butch O'Banion, has been recognized as the most dangerous man in Warfield. Even challenging the Quisto Afari for territory, Butch O'Banion is a slack-jawed bumpkin with a bad attitude from St. Paul's Parish. Butch is a graduate of the Raging 51s, a swarm of malcontents, orphans and thieves who mastered blackjacking citizens, then stealing their money. A stocky, quick-tempered ex-boxer, Butch rose through the ranks, through a mix of violence and cunning, until he was powerful enough to merge the 51s into a new gang. With no official name, the press refers to them simply as the O'Banions. A name that strikes terror in the hearts of the citizens of Warfield to this very day. After years of having a criminal stranglehold on most parishes, Butch's extremely lucrative empire includes several hundred brothels, bookmaking shacks, and illegal distilleries. The only legal activity of the O'Banions is the production of Obie's root beer, a premium root beer distilled from a rare strain of sassafras that grows only in St. Paul's Parish, from a recipe stolen from Silas Wallace, a black German brewmaster, is the very best in the Heights and a local treasure. The root beer was brewed by Butch's uncle Dalton before his untimely death. In a move to seize control of all of St. Paul's lucrative rackets, Butch has been acquiring property and businesses throughout the region at an alarming rate. Butch makes his headquarters in a sandwich shop in downtown St. Paul's Parish called Fish Chips, a cheap fish sandwich shop on the corner of Warner Street, a beacon from trouble and the target of several drive-bys and bombings. The habitual use of opium has skyrocketed in most parishes, emerging in the late 90s and coinciding with the opening of six new mines. After several cave-ins and explosions killed many, depression and drug use have grown to epidemic proportions in the last few years. Nearly 69% of all miners use or have used GERD sticks, a highly potent opium-soaked cigarette called GERD, which is drug spelled backwards. The hallucinogenic effects of the drug help counter the pressures associated with coal mining. Miners have reported being able to work 26-hour shifts 1,000 feet below ground level after smoking GERD cigarettes. Butch leads the Heights in the manufacturing of GERD sticks, operating over 100 GERD shacks, where hydroponically grown opium is dried and rolled into 3-inch long cigarettes, then sold by street peddlers, typically in 2 sticks for 3 quint transactions. Because Butch grows the opium, his overhead is low and the quality is high. Hundreds of criminals operate GERD shacks, but most coal miners will seek out an O'Banion shack over all others. Butch's power and influence affords him the freedom to pillage the people of Warfield with near impunity, allowing him to easily earn his most dangerous man in Warfield title. Nearly 59 miles away from Hawley Grove, separated by Casian Forest, is the downtrodden and crime-infested Winkirk, a small parish in Merkley Township. Crime in Merkley begins and ends with the vicious Dead Clown Gang and their leader Slick Slim Wallace. Slim was a promising ball player, a corn-fed natural with a swing from heaven. Slim and his demented brother Clemen, Clem Wallace were standout high school baseball players until they kidnapped the cheerleader girlfriend of their rival, killing the popular girl when they crashed the car with her in the trunk. Sentenced to 10 years of hard labor at the kiln. Quite possibly the worst prison in the Heights, a hell on earth, hole in the ground where prisoners make crockery, day and night in a factory-sized oven. After serving an additional 5 years for a murder on the yard, they were granted parole. Upon their release, the brothers set out to take over criminal activities in Windkirk. Calling themselves the Dead Clown Gang. Due to the dead clown paint used during heists and hijackings. The idea for the paint came from a sick dream that Clem had while overdosing on bear tranquilizers. In prison, Clem bit off a man's nose and swallowed it. A cruel sociopath, Clem does the dirty work and Slim leads the gang. A brutal crew of headwhackers, bikers and tweakers. Their gang is feared throughout the parishes of Merkley and some of the outskirts of Hawley Grove. Known as excellent rum and lager runners. The gang makes a fortune transporting illegal booze for other gangs and freelance distillers. The Windkirk and Hawley Grove parishes are bitter rivals in legal and illegal activities. With the Dead Clown Gang and Butch's Irish Goons by far the most violent of enemies. When the two communities were integrated, Slim's family lived in the 150-year-old farmhouse built by his family nearly two centuries ago. When the Black Germans abandoned Hawley Grove, many of the more affluent neighborhoods were repopulated by preferred Irish. A blue bloodline of proper Irish. Butch O'Banion's great-grandfather, reputed bootlegger Gunnar O'Banion, bought the property, and it has been the flagship for the O'Banion crime empire ever since. Slim feels that Butch and his mud-dwelling brethren are trespassing on his family's sacred land. A fact that enrages him to this day. The Dead Clown Gang specializes in hijacking, robbery, and the sale of human organs. Unorganized and full of infighting. Slim holds onto control of the gang by the thread that is his brother's psychosis. Clem is so volatile that most everyone fears his wrath. Known as hostile and reckless, the gang terrorizes the people of Vandalville. And their dead clown faces turn the dreams of children into nightmares.
Bro, if that wasn't sick as fuck, you need sick as fuck lessons. Clearly, the O'Banions are not to be fucked with. I'm seriously considering getting the Dead Clown Gang to beat the shit out of Bobby Karate. He fucking deserves it. This has been the Super Show Super Story Series. And I have been Avery Dufresne, 11-year-old, Super Show Super Fan. Tune in next time for more exciting adventures from the Heights.